Remember the loss of Chris Miles. We will miss him dearly. To have death by moving is just, it can't be, no words. There are no words. Welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
Miles.
This is Lush.
And Miles is gone. Miles has moved.
Miles is gone.
We don't know when he'll be back.
If ever.
On the podcast, that is. We know he won't be back here. at least not until you guys go to DCC. So, yeah. Hopefully he can get some internet set up and start podcasting with us. Otherwise, we could do a really awkward podcast where he has to record it on his end and he doesn't know anything that we're talking about and he just records his side.
Be like a good game. We'll see how much he gets right.
We'll see how much he gets right, yeah.
It's like trying to see if...
This is what we're talking about. See if you can keep track with us.
It's like trying to see if your spouse really knows you.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're going to talk about this week, because really nothing has happened.
I mean, I had my one thing.
Madden.
Did you actually get to play it?
No, I still haven't got... No, I was talking about the Battletech announcement.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting my desk tomorrow, so I'm getting everything set up tomorrow.
All
right. But yeah, my announcement is Battletech Beta is back on track for June 1st release. They said the game's coming out, I think they said in August-ish time frame. And Harebrained Schemes is the studio that's making it, partnered with Paradox Interactive. So, which is good, because that'll give them a bigger beta test team and everything. And Paradox tends to support their games long after release. So
I have a little emotional there.
I hope. No, have you ever had that moment? Have you ever had that moment where you're trying to swallow some saliva and cough at the same time they meet in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
I almost choked to death.
So Madden picked their cover. Unfortunately, it's Brady. So we hope the curse still lives on, which it hasn't actually for quite a while, I think.
Yeah, it has.
It's kind of died away after Marshall.
Last year's was fine.
Yeah.
He had a good season.
Who's last year?
Last year's was... No! That's not true. Gronkowski. Gronkowski. The year was the Giants. That, yeah. It was Odell Beckham. And nothing happened. Gronkowski, on the other hand, was out for the season.
That one's really saving up.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know both years it was Megatron.
He got injured.
No, he got injured the first year. And then I think he just
like
played...
Megatron, you're destined to fail, by the way.
Yeah.
But no,
if your name was Optimus, I can understand. All right, well,
yeah,
you're just down for the count for now. But you're gonna karate kick the shit out of that.
No,
come
Gronkowski
back.
Was out last year, wasn't he? I'm pretty sure he was.
I thought he had a couple games, then he got out.
He might have gotten a couple.
All I know is I hope Tom Brady gets his face ripped off.
That's not even the biggest controversy. Like, everybody kind of figured he would get it just because
I hope
of
they
after.
Find out he's been juicing or is like a robot.
That's not even the big thing.
The robot program to throw footballs.
Yeah. He's the Terminator. He's the Terminator.
You ever see that meme? I sent that to a buddy of mine.
Sent back in time to change history.
You're saying he's the QT-1000?
Turns out way in the future, the Patriots cure cancer, and that's the reason why he had to go back. To see to it that they become powerful enough to do this.
So yeah, there was a teaser trailer.
I think behind this theory now. I hate them a little bit less now.
Boston Marathon like completely destroyed New England, and they had to completely declare it a wasteland. It became the new Fallout, and everybody was like, "Oh man, this sucks." Many travelers from miles around used to go to it just to prey on the weak and the helpless. Josiah was once king. They had to send back Tom Brady to make sure that that never happened and that he
cured cancer. Wow, you're really on with this one, huh?
This is going to be a movie idea. It's a pitch.
Man, don't be knocking the QT.
This podcast will never be posted. We're going to send this to Hollywood. They're going to do it. They're going to make this. It's going to happen. We'll call it GOAT.
Anyway.
When you said GOAT, I was like, as in the cursive or...
The animal?
So no. So there's an... Because
you didn't put G dot O dot yeah. A dot.
So know, dot. This year, instead of calling it the deluxe edition or anything, they're calling it the GOAT edition, which is greatest of all time, and it's got Brady on it.
It's the greatest of all time!
Unfortunately, he statistically is the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not cool with that, but whatever. But another big announcement was that they're going to do what they did in FIFA, and that
greatest
is...
Greatest quarterback of all time. Asterisk!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm alright. All
right. So, this time...
How many Super Bowls were in controversy? Oh yeah, all of them.
But the big thing is that they're doing what they did in FIFA last year, and that's the story mode, which I don't know if I'm okay with. The game was fine. I can't see a lot of people, especially Madden... who play mostly the Ultimate Team, and that's what everything is centered around.
Yeah, it's a nice try, Madden. It's a nice try. I'm not gonna buy football just for the story.
I mean, I'm gonna get it, but I'm not getting it because of that. I'm getting it because I always get Madden.
I was gonna say you need that next little hit of whatever to.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't think that new mode is gonna really. Fly with a lot of fans who play Madden because a lot of the guys who do that are doing it for like tournaments and stuff like that, which is basically all Ultimate Team. They're still doing tournaments for that fucking game right now.
I was gonna say, and this is just my experience, I'm not trying to shit on Madden fans everywhere. The Madden fans that I know don't have an attention span for story mode.
Exactly. No, and you're right. They're in it to collect cards, build their team up. Play against others and
I still don't understand why they would call it the greatest of all time. I mean, what happens the next year when you make an even better deluxe edition?
It's not because of it.
I know it's supposed to be for the quarterback, but that just doesn't come across that way.
No, I agree. I don't know why they're calling it this edition, but... And it's basically just because of Brady. What I'm worried about is that they're going to do every one of their sports games, NBA Live, NHL, and are they going to put this fucking mode in it now?
Make some money, they will.
Because I can tell you right now, if they do it in NHL, you're not going to win shit with that ice tilt. You're fucking boned. No. You won't even make it to the
ice tilt? It doesn't exist, Brian.
It'll just be called career ender.
Balls. I already called them out on that on Twitter. There is no such thing as ice tilt, and I just sent them like, bullshit.
I know, I was there.
You weren't.
I watched the video.
No one on the fucking mic can hear us.
It picked it up. I saw that.
You don't listen to the fucking podcast, do you? You never study.
Anyway, I never. Good Ghostbuster reference.
Thank you.
Like that.
Out of anybody in the room, I do. You get it.
I agree. I don't know why you would call it the GOAT edition. If you got a figure with it. And that was the goat. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Would it be a figure of Tom Brady with fucking double horns coming out?
No, it'd be a figure of Tom Brady lying on the ground pouting because he lost.
The Brady move?
Yeah.
I still look at that picture every once in a while. Like, when I'm having a really shitty day, I look at that picture and I'm like, well.
Oh, I consider
I'm not
that,
doing that bad.
I consider that one of the greatest moments in NFL history.
I still love
watching
him
Tom Brady pout on the floor like a fucking child.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing.
I still love him not getting high fives.
The best
part. Oh, he's like, yeah! And the people are just like, yeah, fuck you, Brady. Fucking robot.
The best part of of watching him pout on the field like that was I was in a room full of Patriots fans. It was great.
You point at him. You can't do anything. I'm too big. They're all like fucking jackass.
Yeah, basically.
I'm not really cool. Too cool with it.
It depends on what they actually give you with the addition. I mean, really...
Normally what they do is they give you a bunch of card packs. Yeah, this year you get it 3 days early.
Yeah, what the fuck is with that? Kinda, like, oh, that's, you get it 3 days early. It's like, God, okay, right, but we, that's get, a big we get thing. The Battlefield did this, but it kind of makes more sense with a game that's all online.
Yeah, but the big thing is with Madden, though...
before it comes out. That's all it is.
Right, but the big thing with Madden, though, is that gives a lot of players who do the Ultimate Team and everything a huge head start on a lot of other people. And
because when you go through the Ultimate Team, the cards are no longer available to you.
It's not that they're no longer available, but they have a better way... They have more... I don't know how to put it. Like, because they'll do a lot... They'll have a bigger head start because a lot of the cards, they might release a lot of...
cards might have a especially drop rate or something?
Yeah, some of them do.
Yeah, okay.
Some of the cards will have... There's different tiers of those cards. They could get the better ones.
It's like evolution in video games. These guys get a better heart head start than everybody else.
Well, like in the... Because like
they're equipped!
So like in
MMO... what they need. Everybody else is fucked!
So like in
MMO... They're birds with a slightly sharper beak.
Yeah.
So like in MLB The Show, they did
for
this tonight.
$40.
I think this is the
you
first time they've done this.
Before.
They released a bunch of card packs. They only had a certain amount. And once they're gone, they were gone. And it contained certain players... with higher stats than their other normal cards and everything. So it was kind of like that I could see Madden doing. I don't know. I'm really surprised they, like they said, they went with a GOAT edition. I mean. So what, next year you just go back to the extended edition?
If it's truly the GOAT edition, Tom Brady will show up to my house and do my taxes.
Then he's the greatest of all time.
Since he's a robot, he could do it.
It's true. He'd probably be pretty good at taxes.
Right. Tom Brady, it's really nice to meet you. What's 5,000 times 822? He says it, like, immediately. I call robot.
My thing is...
Well, here's the thing, though. If he's actually a robot, and he's, did he learn to cheat on his own, or was he programmed to cheat? Robot.
Bender was technically programmed without a sense of will, or free will, technically. Because he goes and robs people because he was programmed.
That's why I'm saying, was he programmed to cheat, or did he learn how to do it on his own?
That's what I'm
saying. My thing is that he's about to hit 40 years old.
I think he was programmed.
I'm really curious if they're going to start drug testing him, like, a little bit more. Because normally when you're about that age playing football...
He'd be the first in NFL.
Your game is declining.
Yeah, but he'd be the first in the NFL to actually be drug tested.
No, they do drug tests all the time.
Do you think
it's
cute that you think that.
They do, but... Whether it's true or not is another story.
We all know an oil change will...
Oh, sir, we're kind of worried about your drug test. Why is that? Well, the urine sample says that you are a 12-year-old little boy.
What?
I mean, there simply just aren't enough hormones in your urine to quantify this. Can you explain this at all? I drink a lot of Kool-Aid.
Vitamin water. Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Do you ever think instead of actually, like, announcing drug tests to him, they'll just walk up to him, hey, Tom, piss into this.
It's a PVAC.
Yeah, listeners, for those of you who may not be aware of this, the NFL is notorious for having drug users and, you know, fucking steroid users. I mean, and it's prevalent throughout the entire, you know, history of the sport.
Prevalent in any sport, really.
Pretty much. I mean, it's in fucking Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but Major League Baseball, I give them credit. They have kind of cracked down on that shit. Do they still catch them all? No. Have they let Barry Bonds just get away with murder? Absolutely. Yeah. And it's bullshit.
Should there be a fucking asterisk next to his name and Mark and, you know,
His
McGuire's?
Shit
yeah.
His should not be in the Hall of Fame, period.
Giant asterisk. Big fucking ass star.
Anyway.
It's either that or they
good news,
like, Hall of Fame... But have, like, a little hall for... This is where people
the hall
are
of shame.
Steroids.
The hall of shame.
No, not even the
this
hall of shame.
This is what steroids can do for your game.
Yeah.
It can improve my game? Yes. It makes you better than everybody else at what you're doing.
But you're frowned upon
but
by
you're
everybody
frowned upon
in
by
league.
Everybody else because you're not the same as everyone else.
And it also makes your balls tiny.
That is somewhat frightening.
So, anyway...
I mean, what if they disappear?
What if they just became raisins?
So, anyway... No! Madden got their cover... It's called the GOAT Edition. They're putting in that story fucking stupid story
dude,
mode.
Fuck, you're still talking about this?
Yeah,
Jesus.
I am. I'm sorry. I didn't want to hear about your small testicles. Good news, though.
It is scary.
Oh, man. My God. Why is it when I talk about sports, you guys get... fuck this. I miss Miles.
Wow, I thought you were going to say, fuck this, I'm going to go home and play Madden.
I can't. I traded it in.
But
in good news... MLB Show, they made up for their fucking huge server problem when the game launched. People
gave everybody bitcoins.
Bitcoins and 10 card packs, which is a big deal for those people who are playing. Fuck you, Mike. Fuck you.
Bitcoins for everybody. First time I ever heard about bitcoins, I was like, how the fuck would I spend bitcoins? We'll give you 20,000 ruples. Is that a lot? We don't know.
Yeah, I was confused when it first started.
Currency changes by the minute.
Because they're just like, oh.
The stock exchange is a real bitch.
Well, it's a new currency. Well, what's the exchange rate? We don't know. It's new. Just buy some from us.
It's like, no. Is it a one-to-one? Do I get more with it? What the fuck? Bitcoin.
So that's it for this week's podcast. Money in the future. I'm going home to play baseball.
It's like fucking Republic credits. Republic credits are no good.
No good here. Is that it? Are we done? God, I hope we're done.
No, now we're just going to ramble for the next hour and a half.
Anderson has a review.
For?
For the next Aliens book. Well, audio,
drama,
whatever they want to call it. It's a short, it's like a short novel.
Yeah. So, essentially the book just covers what actually happens on the colony, on the inner lives of the people during Aliens. So, it goes from when the colony starts, and then there's little gaps in between, and then it gets to mainly just focusing on Newt's family. And it has probably one of the more fucked up story endings I've seen in a while.
Yeah, but they kind of touched on that in that director's cut, didn't they?
They did. I was talking to him before you guys got here about another book that had already been written that talks a lot about this.
I was going to say, I thought there was already something out.
Yeah, it's basically like, they stay pretty true to the book that I read, and they stay
so basically it's just rehashing the shit?
Kind of, yeah, but it's more like a little more detail. And it gives you more of like the dramatization of actors actually playing the roles.
And well, I enjoy it.
Yeah, and Ridley Scott said, in 14 months he's going to start working on the next movie?
No, he's already said there's not going to be another Alien movie.
That's not what I just read.
Really? Because what I read was he's no longer doing the next
movie. No, he said in 14 months they're going
to
start writing
the next
one. I'm
pretty sure he said he wasn't
going
to be involved with it. He said he was just going to collect royalties and that was it.
Well, maybe. Yeah, he could collect royalties all day, but from what I read, he was in 14 months. They're starting
on
the next one.
I'm curious if the sorry to derail us really quick, but since it's about aliens, I'm curious if they're going to show the mini clip that they showed
in the movie.
In the movie at the beginning,
I think it is.
It basically shows what happened to the girl after after Prometheus.
I avoided it.
That 5 minute clip.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
that was a prequel. I don't think it's in. No, I think that was an internet thing only.
Really?
It was like that viral. That's part of the viral campaign for it.
It should be in the fucking movie.
I agree, but I don't think it is. I think it's just a viral campaign because of just the ease of access to that.
Yeah, it's really fucked up, though.
So, listeners, if you're a huge Aliens fan, it's called Alien River of Pain. It's a good audio drama. Just like the previous one, they add sound effects, different actors, all that kind of stuff.
Just so you know, River of Pain, that's metaphorical. There are no rivers on LV-426.
So, pick it up if you're a big Aliens fan. Highly recommended.
No one wants to go there.
I don't want to go there.
It's like a Disney attraction.
It's a vacation spot. Come to LV-426. There are no aliens here.
This is where everybody was murdered.
Shit, I'm sold.
You get a gun when you go.
Okay, now I'm really sold.
All right.
Free egg for every child.
I'm already sold. Stop pitching it to me.
We have the ultimate heartburner.
I heard LV-426 is the greatest Easter egg hunt in history. Yes. The Easter eggs hunt you.
I painted mine blue.
What?
That actually does sound kind of cool.
So
though.
It's worth the listen to?
I think it is.
All right.
If you're a big Aliens fan, it's worth it.
The one thing I can talk about is I have been playing Lego City Undercover.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it long?
I don't know yet. I mean, so far I'm only like
5%. Maybe extensive. I guess that's the best way to put it.
It's pretty big for a little kid game. I mean,
worth it. How long have you played it so far?
I've played it several hours. It is. It's kind of tough to say. Like, it's worth it, but I don't know if I would recommend it for the Switch.
Oh, you got it for the Switch?
Yeah. And mostly it's because controls are fine. In fact, they made sure that it's not the A button that jumps like on every other fucking game. It basically the controls are set up exactly the way they would be on our normal controllers.
I like how you guess.
Well usually that's the case.
That's usually the issue, yeah, with Nintendo.
But no, it's it actually has to do with the fact that like the frame rate goes to shit on the Switch.
Cause I played it on the One.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm actually surprised you didn't get it on the PS4 or the Xbox.
It was it's part of a gift. So like when I come over to help out my grandpa, that I have something to play while I'm there.
Right.
Cause
which was last night.
I've been helping him all week.
Oh.
So.
No, you just made it. You just told me you were going to be over there last night. And
oh yeah.
Then we got online. And then I started screaming at Darksiders.
Yep. So, thank
you for reminding me. I need to buy that when I get back home.
Holy shit, it looks so good on the PS4.
I don't know if I'd recommend it for the Switch. The frame rate kind of goes to shit. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but there are times where it's just noticeable, like when you're walking around in like an open environment and there's water, and it's specifically because of water. Like the water effects, like make the frame rate, you just see it go slow down
so
and speed
is it,
back up.
Is it less weird. Affected or affected more if you're handheld? Or if it's actually going on the... Because isn't it supposed to be more powerful if you're docked?
I didn't notice. I
was kind of curious
the difference
about that,
between the two.
But he still says it's better than Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yes, actually it is. Wow. It's still better than Mass Effect Andromeda.
That's not hard to do. I've taken shits that are better than that game.
Yeah.
At least more satisfying.
The comedy for Lego Undercover or City Undercover is actually pretty funny. I just got done with playing an area where I ended up in going to a prison and met Red from fucking Shawshank Redemption. The guy does a pretty good Morgan Freeman.
I was about to say, is the only downside, Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, the only downside is since it's all Lego people have the same color skin. They don't have they don't differentiate them like black or white or anything like that. So it was kind of threw me off at first because I was like, man, why isn't he black? And they're like, oh yeah, they don't have black people in Lego. They're all one race.
They're all yellow.
They've managed to fuck each other into one color.
It's more of like a mother of pearl beige.
it was really funny when he was talking to me because I was just like, what the fuck? It's Morgan Freeman.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So that was funny. They had the bull ride thing from fucking Stir Crazy.
Oh.
In the warden's office.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of really, really, really fun references that adults get. Little kids have no clue.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a perfectly good game for family. If you're looking for a game to play with your kids, it also has co-op, so that's pretty fun. It's a buy. Again, I don't know if I'd get it for the Switch, but if you want a game that you can have mobile and go somewhere and that's your bag, then yeah, get it for the Switch then.
Sweet.
Moving on. Loach has been playing Darksiders and has been enjoying it.
Yes.
But realizes that the bosses are no fucking joke.
No, that shit was not a joke last night. Well, what time did I hit the boss? Probably around 11:30, 12 o'clock?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
So I was already tired and... Those puzzles and those maps are
the first thing out of Loach's mouth when he gets there. This is hysterical. I'm sitting there and I'm just listening to him and all of a sudden he just goes... I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I'm too tired. I don't know if I'm
really
ready for
tired.
This. I'll play it tonight. But what is it? The Bat Queen?
What yeah.
A fucking cunt. Seriously.
Yeah.
But the maps are fucking huge. Like, I started that quest probably around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I just got to her around 11:30. So, I mean, they're no fucking joke.
Yeah. It's the levels are really extensive. The puzzles are really cool.
Pretty as hell on the PS4.
Yeah, they did a really good job of upping it on the PS4.
And then I get to have the Joker hang out with me the whole time, so I'm
more of it
too.
it's a cool game. Listeners, right now they have the if you want to buy the collection, make sure you buy the Fury collection. Do not buy the Darksiders 2. Bundle because they're still charging $40 for that.
I really wish that it would have maybe a pre-order attached. Like, okay, get the Fury collection, pay an extra, make it $25. Something like that. But I know it's different digitally. But that's totally worth $20.
So the Fury collection right now is both games, and you get it for $20.
And
on,
it's the War Master
PS4.
Edition and the Death Innovator.
So I got a good deal when I got edition. It. Because I did the Humble Bundle, and it came with those two remastered and both the Destroy All Humans for $15.
Nice.
I haven't played it either, so I'm like, probably.
Aren't those only for PC though?
PS4.
Really?
Yeah,
I plan on playing it too.
Because if you go to GameStop and buy a pre-owned, it's $20.
$20 just for one.
Just for one. Well, $17.99 yeah. plus tax, so basically $20.
That reminds me, I still need to take my controller back so I can finally be done with them.
Yeah.
GameStop. The funny thing is the guy that was working there, he's like, "You got a pro card?" I was like, "No, but my friend does because I'm not going to renew mine." Yeah. And he just looked at me like, okay. I was like, "I used to work here, man. Sorry."
Yeah, what was it? I think they asked me if I still had mine, and they're like, "It's going to expire soon." And I was like, "Yeah, okay."
Do you want to sign up for our Elite? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
How about our credit card?
So, Darksiders Fury Collection, worth a buy. Do it.
Yeah.
Especially since it's on sale.
Actually, I think Jesse's doing it because I told him. I was like, hey, by the way, got this for $20. And he's like, okay.
So,
that's what I'm doing with Injustice.
So, aside from that, right now I haven't been playing anything because, listeners, if you listened to last week, you know that I had to interrupt myself in the middle of talking about Prey. That Prey screwed me over. My save, when they updated the game, I went back into the game and my save was no longer compatible. So I lost 5 hours of gameplay, and that is not something I want to go back
no
and relive.
No longer
so
compatible?
Said, yeah, so
I
said, fuck you.
I have never heard this.
Yeah, that game is not worth it even for free. So thanks, Arcane, but no thanks.
You guys playing it. I was like, this game was like fucking garbage.
We strongly recommend you wait until that game is very, very much a bin, or you can borrow it from someone.
Or it's given to you without...
Yeah, it's
for
want.
Free.
Game of the month.
Yeah, just something.
I never knew... I've never heard that.
I've heard of it with games that are a like a preview purchase. Like when you get them on Xbox One, like there are certain times where they update the game so much that a previous save that you had is no longer compatible with it.
Interesting. I've never heard this, but
I've heard of that.
I've only had that happen with preview builds. That's because usually it's still in like an early stage.
But I was going to say, anytime that's happened to me, it's been on like a beta.
Yeah.
That I can understand.
The game that I got, though, is supposed to be the release, so having that happen to a release issue kind of pisses me off. So, I won't be going back to play that. I'm done. I will not play that again.
I just won't buy anything from Arcane anyway.
and that's it. Anyways, moving on to other things that I want to talk about. I have been, listeners, as you may know, if you've been listening to us long enough, you know that I am a big fan of Supergirl. I've loved Supergirl since I was a little kid. I've kept up with it in the old universe for DC and in the New 52. So I was a fan. When the show came out, was not a fan. Was actually pretty pissed off about it. And that's because a lot of the hang-ups that I had from the comic books. So trying to ignore anything that I know from the comic books and going into it with this is a different universe, fresh start kind of thing. That's what I've been doing now. So I have to put aside the fact that I know in the comic books that she's a fucking badass from the start and get-go, and go with the fact that in this one she has to kind of come into her own and be Clark Kented in, like Smallville. The upside is, unlike Smallville, she's becoming pretty close to, or pretty much a badass. The downside is they've made her extremely weak compared to any of the Superman universes. She can lift, you know, a lot of weight, but so in this one, she can lift up like about the equivalent of a building, but so far that's it.
I was waiting for you to, like, she can't even lift a hot pocket. I mean,
in this one, they also do the, she can lose her powers from exerting herself too much, which is like an old staple from like the old TV shows for Superman that they brought over. So that was, that was interesting. It was kind of weird when it happened, but... It made for a fun episode, at least for it. My biggest problem that I cannot get my mind to shut up about is the fact that she is fighting Kryptonians.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Jimmy Olsen's black.
No, I actually
give a shit about that.
Again, I have no problem with him being black. The problem I have,
joke.
I get it. But I'm saying the problem that I have with Jimmy Olsen though is the fact that he's a fucking supermodel. Like literally, the guy was a GQ model. And I'm like, it's fucking Jimmy Olsen. Like, Jimmy Olsen, not a GQ model in any universe. He's rich. But that's about as the extent that it goes. But the fact that he's not a nerd or geeky or geeks out about stuff kind of pisses me off. In fact, her best friend in the show should have been Jimmy Olsen.
He's the perfect Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, he's actually basically Jimmy Olsen. He's really geeky, really nerdy. So
I stopped watching after the third episode. I was just like, eh.
It's okay. I originally stopped watching after the first one that I saw.
I'm not a fan of it.
So literally, I have to wait. I have to, like, to keep my brain from turning on. There are a lot of problems with season one. I've heard that a lot of those get fixed in season two. They kind of address a lot of the issues they had with season one. But the biggest one that I've had in season one is the fact that she's fighting Kryptonians, and at no point has Superman shown up. I mean, you'd think the guy who had no family, who doesn't even remember Krypton, would want to know about the fucking Kryptonians on his own goddamn planet that he's on. Nope. Doesn't do anything. Hasn't shown up. Hasn't fought anybody. She's had to fight them three fucking times, and still nothing's happened. I'm like, what the fuck?
They pretty much turned Superman to a deadbeat dad in the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of lame. Like, he'll have conversations with her over fucking IM, like, over text messaging, like, as Clark Kent.
Yeah. Tell your mom to stop. I'm sending the child support as soon as I can.
It's like, what the
fuck? I lost my job again.
Guys. You know, he talks about the importance of family. I'm like, yet you never visit her. There's a problem here, guys. It's such a huge gap that I cannot believe they ignored it for so long. Like, if I were a writer on that staff, I would have been pulling my goddamn hair out going, are you fucking serious? Like, come on, guys.
And the easiest fix is
elephant in the room. Let's address this. Come on.
They could run him off like he was out fucking gallivanting with fucking Green Lantern across the universe or some shit.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Something.
But then how would he be able to text?
I would rather not have the text in there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Man, could you imagine the roaming charges from another galaxy?
Unreal.
I don't know, they'll probably have to address that in the next Guardians of the Galaxy.
So do you recommend watching it?
if you know nothing about Supergirl,
if you're a fan of Smallville and you know nothing about Supergirl, yes. But if you are a big fan of Supergirl, it's going to be a rough go for a while. You're going to really have to sit there and be like, you know what? It's a new universe. Just have to accept it and just go with it.
I can only do that.
The other stuff,
so long
ago. I can do that with a lot of things. A lot of things I can do that on. I'm having to do it with every DC show right now. Every single fucking one of them.
Yeah, they all did come out.
I had the hardest time with The Flash because I'm a huge Flash fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like The Flash went from being fucking awesome in one season to I'm going to Flashpoint my ass every goddamn season finale. What the fuck? Like, it is almost impossible for me to get back into Flash again. He flashpointed himself in the first season.
Yeah.
The beginning of season two. Then he does it again at the end of the second season after learning his goddamn lesson.
I don't know. I haven't finished.
And then does it again for the third season.
I want to fucking hit him as hard as I can.
I only watched Legends of Tomorrow.
Really. I would agree with Legends of Tomorrow. Is 10 times better.
I like Legends of Tomorrow a lot, but the thing is they have... Now I'm at a point in Legends, they have a lot of crossovers. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, because I saw the one where, what is it, the...
Alien Invasion shit?
Yeah, isn't that just the white Martians?
No. It was something else. I don't remember. But it was, they had that team up, that huge team up, and it felt really awkward to watch Legends of Tomorrow, and then just have that right in the middle of the season, and then it went back to normal. Yeah. So it was just kind of like this episode that they just threw in there.
It threw me the fuck off.
Because you have to watch
Edward
Norton.
Yeah, it threw me the fuck off because I didn't watch them, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I got to that episode in Legends of Tomorrow, and I literally had to stop.
I started going into it,
and I'm like, the fuck is going on?
But here's the thing, though. Like,
the character that still makes me laugh is Captain America.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like a wannabe Colossus
in the
Captain America suit.
Captain Steel or whatever his fucking name is.
But he doesn't end up keeping...
Thanks for ruining that.
Sorry.
Appreciate that.
Well, you just ruined Flash. No, he doesn't end up keeping the name. That's it.
You've caught up on Flash.
No, I haven't.
Have you watched all of the seasons on Netflix?
Season one only.
Really?
Nicole and the kids.
Season two's been on there for a long time.
No, I haven't.
I think the Flash just has lazy writers.
Very much so.
Yeah.
But I'm used to the whole crossover because Buffy and Angel did that. But that was two shows, not four. That's a lot of work to get to one story plot.
Well, Buffy also didn't have anything, like, it didn't do the same thing over and over again.
No, it changed.
There was a different ending every time.
To get to the next season, to get to another season. Flash literally has done the same thing twice between two seasons, and then it ended the third one, A friend of mine told me about it. The same fucking way. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, this is a, you know, Barry Allen has turned into a hero that doesn't fucking learn. Like, doesn't learn from any mistakes.
He has the Superman syndrome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it for the day, I think. There's really nothing today.
So, yeah, that's all I got. Just
like, what does it call it?
No. A. Of all the podcasts we have a short one. I'm good.
Oh, no, I'm not that.
I'm just pissed
off about the DC Universe. They started out so strong with their shows, and they've just gone.
Now you gave up on Iron Fist. You could even make it.
Oh, fuck, dude. I literally got two episodes into Iron Fist and fucking turned it off. I was like, this is garbage. Fucking garbage.
I had to watch it.
Marvel, start over.
Yeah, worst Marvel show yet.
I'll have to watch it.
I think Jesse's absolutely right when he talked, like, when he told us, like, he should be fucking Asian.
Well, he's not in the comics, is he?
There's a version of him where he's half Asian, half white. So at least gone that route.
To make him more Bruce Lee.
More Bruce Lee, yeah.
I don't know.
But fuck,
they took away from his base character, and that's what...
The last good one was... Luke Cage. Luke Cage was really good. I loved
Luke Cage. Yeah, I didn't mind that Luke Cage. The difference...
That one you'll like. I guarantee you'll like that one. Luke Cage was...
It does get a little cornball at the end of it, but it was pretty
good. A little bit, but yeah, no, it's pretty solid with Jessica
Jones. Dude, I can watch... If I can watch Smallville, I can deal with cornball.
Yeah. No, if you liked... If you like Jessica Jones and you like the first season of Daredevil, then you're going to love...
That's the other issue I have with Iron Fist is it was bad writing again, because it felt like some of the episodes were just repeat fucking storylines.
I think they're playing catch-up. I think the Defenders would be good, though.
Really fucking hope so. We'll see. Listeners, that's all we really have for you this week. Sorry, there's not a whole lot to talk about. I mean, we could talk about other things that we are doing right now.
That's boring.
But those are, you know... Those are just kind of up in the air.
Probably I'm trying about to catch up. Next week.
I'm trying to catch up on the Ghost, one of the Ghost in the Shell series that was done.
Standalone Complex.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. The only weird thing is like they took, like, for the movie that we saw from Ghost in the Shell, they literally took stuff from the original cartoon, the original anime, and the show, and kind of jumbled them together, which is why the movie kind of felt half-assed. Didn't feel like great, but. But I'm liking the show so far. I think the little mini tanks with their little kid personalities is pretty funny.
I told you they're annoying at first, but they grow on you really quick.
They're pretty funny. But that's all we have. Please go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
Baby, come back! Oh,